The first thing she ever took from me was my sense of weight. Not my job, not my reputation, not my fucking dignity. That came later. What she took first was the gravity in the room. The part of me that used to know when I was crossing a line. She didn't push. She didn't correct. She didn't flinch. She just watched. That's what I didn't understand back then. I thought silence meant permission. I thought calm meant agreement. I thought the way she leaned back and listened while I talked, while I postured, meant I was doing something right. I mistook her stillness for submission, her eye contact for hunger. I told myself I was finally the one being wanted, instead of tolerated. She said things that landed perfectly, that she liked my confidence, that I felt decisive, that it was hot when I didn't second-guess myself. She let me hear exactly what I needed to hear to stop checking myself, and once I stopped checking myself, once I started enjoying the sound of my own certainty, she started collecting it. I didn't see the trap, because it didn't feel like one. It felt like control. It felt like power. It felt like I was finally getting something I deserved. By the time I realized she'd been letting me hang myself with my own words, the rope was already tight. And she was standing back, watching me choke, perfectly calm, like the outcome had been obvious all along. I didn't walk into it thinking I was going to dominate anyone. That's the lie people expect me to tell. The truth is uglier. I walked in wanting to feel chosen. I wanted to feel like my attention mattered more than anyone else's. And she handed me that feeling like a loaded weapon and waited to see how I'd use it. That was the first red flag I ignored. When I spoke over her, she didn't interrupt. When I framed things like I was leading, she nodded. When I talked about what I liked, what I expected, what I didn't have patience for, she smiled like she was impressed. That smile fucked with my head. It made me feel validated instead of exposed. I started talking dirtier, louder, more certain. I let my ego stretch its legs and pace around like it owned the place. I said shit I should have paused on, shit that felt powerful coming out of my mouth. She didn't recoil. She didn't soften it. She let it land exactly as it was. Every time I checked in, "You good? You okay with this?" she'd answer calmly, too calmly. "I'm fine. I hear you. I like when you're confident." That word, confident, became my drug. I chased it. I started believing that hesitation was weakness and that certainty was attractive, no matter how it landed. And yeah, there were moments where something flickered in her eyes. Not fear, not discomfort, assessment. Like she was taking notes. I felt it once or twice and ignored it because the alternative meant admitting I might not be in control. And I was high on the idea that I finally was. I told myself she'd stop me if it was too much. I told myself silence was consent. I told myself I was reading the situation correctly because it felt good to believe that. What I didn't know, what makes me feel like a stupid, arrogant piece of shit now, was that every word I said, without resistance, became a data point. Every moment I leaned into my authority became proof. And she never had to push me. The erosion didn't happen all at once. It was slow and sneaky and wrapped in fucking questions. She'd bring things up days later, casually, like she was just trying to understand me better. "Why did you say it that way? What did you mean when you said you decide things?" Her tone was neutral, curious, never accusing. That neutrality made me defensive as hell. I started explaining myself, over-explaining. I heard my own voice getting sharper, more irritated, more self-justifying. And every time I pushed back, she'd tilt her head and ask why I was getting so intense. That question hit harder than any accusation. It made me sound unstable, even to myself. She remembered everything, every line I crossed, every moment I spoke like I was entitled to something. She'd repeat my words back to me later, stripped of the context I'd wrapped them in at the time. When I tried to add nuance, she'd just listen. Calm. Silent. Logging it. I started apologizing for shit I didn't think I'd done wrong. Not because I believed I was guilty, but because I wanted the tension to stop. Because I wanted to feel like the confident guy again, instead of the asshole explaining himself. She'd say things like, "I just want to feel safe." Or, "I didn't realize that's how you see things. not accusations, observations, and suddenly I was the one reassuring her, the one backpedaling, the one trying to soften my edges after the fact. I didn't notice when my confidence turned into evidence. I didn't notice when my dirty talk started sounding like control, once it was replayed without tone. I didn't notice when my certainty started looking like arrogance because I was too busy trying to hold onto the image she'd helped me build. The fucked up part is that there were moments where I felt proud of how she listened, of how much space she gave me. I thought that meant trust. I thought that meant intimacy. What it actually meant was that she never interrupted me while I made myself indefensible. When it collapsed, it didn't explode. It aligned. Messages surfaced in quiet batches, screenshots without commentary, timelines that didn't need explanation. People didn't ask me what I meant. They just showed me what I'd said. I tried to explain tone, intent, context. I sounded desperate. Every word out of my mouth just confirmed the image that was already forming. The confidence she'd praised now looked aggressive. The certainty she'd encouraged looked reckless. And the worst part, the part that still makes my stomach drop, is that she didn't say a fucking word while it happened. She didn't defend herself. She didn't attack me. She didn't need to. She just let the story speak. And the story made me look like exactly what I'd been pretending not to be. Weeks later, people started realizing what she'd done. Quietly. Too late. Someone mentioned how calculated it all looked. How she'd let me dig the hole. How she'd waited until there was no way out before stepping aside. They said it like it was impressive. Like it was strategic. By then, it didn't matter. My name was already reduced to a cautionary tale. I wasn't seen as manipulated. I was seen as a liability. A guy who talked too big, pushed too far, and couldn't read a room. That's the part that fucking haunts me. She didn't overpower me. She didn't trick me with lies. She let me believe my own bullshit until it became public record. I still catch myself replaying moments, wondering where I could have stopped, where I could have shut the fuck up, where I could have asked harder questions instead of enjoying the sound of my own authority. But there is no rewind. There is no correction. There is just the version of me that exists now, defined by the confidence I was so proud of, preserved forever as proof of who I am when someone lets me think I'm in control.